AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Obama, during a forum at the Summit of the Americas, says dissidents in all societies should have the right to speak out.
I believe we can all benefit from open and tolerant and inclusive dialogue. And we should reject violence or intimidation that's aimed at silencing people's voices.
The president also welcomed Cuba's participation in the gathering in Panama. Earlier, Obama traded handshakes and cordial greetings with Cuba's president, Raul Castro. Mourners will gather today in Somerville, South Carolina, for Walter Scott's funeral. The 50-year-old black driver who was fatally shot by a white police officer after fleeing a traffic stop in North Charleston. Yesterday, a vigil was held for Scott. Elder James Johnson, head of the National Action Network in Charleston, says his group is involved in a voter registration drive as a way to change the city's politics and police.
We no longer will take that anymore. And how we change it? With the ballot.
Scott was stopped last Saturday for driving with a broken brake light and eventually ran from the officer. People living in the small Illinois town of Fairdale may have the chance today to see that tornado damage that wrecked most of their town and killed two women. Kelly Newman, who lives in nearby Rochelle, says her home was blown apart by the tornado.
The debris just kept falling, and before I knew it, there was just a huge cracking, crunching as the whole house just came off.
The National Weather Service says at least one tornado touched down and was initially rated as an EF4 that's capable of producing winds of up to 200 miles per hour. People living in all but four homes near a train derailment in South Carolina are heading back home. The state lifting most of a 1.5-mile radius evacuation that was ordered mainly because one of the cars that jumped the track contained ammonia. Officials say they have seen no evidence of any leaks from that car. This is AP Radio News. Some Nissans and BMWs are being recalled. Rita Foley with more.
Nissan and BMW are recalling thousands of vehicles because the fuel pumps can fail, causing the engine to stall. 2014 Nissan Rogues are included, as well as BMW 2, 3, and 4 Series models from 2014, and some 4 Series cars from 2015. The problem's been traced to the nickel plating inside the pumps. It's not working the way it's supposed to. Neither Nissan nor BMW has reported any crashes or injuries. I'm Rita Foley.
President Obama and his wife Michelle's tax return shows they paid more than $93,000 in federal taxes last year and will get a refund of more than $20,000 on an adjusted gross income of more than $477,000. They also claim more than $70,000 in charitable donations, including $22,000 to the Fisher House Foundation, which supports military families. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.